When you're in a new place and you're introduced to a new type of food, and it doesn't look so appealing, doesn't smell so appealing, and then you're told, oh, it's the type of dish you have to get used to. How does that make you feel?
当你到一个新的那个餐厅, 然后呢, 你有向你介绍一个新的那个餐点, 但是这个餐点看上去不是那么的吸引你, 然后甚至你会感到特别的这个不讨你的喜悦, 你的, 但是那个餐员说, 你要, 习惯它, 你的感觉会怎么样?
How many of you would eat it?
你们在座的多少人会吃这个餐点?
Okay, I understand, right? I understand that. Do you think there's a correlation between not eating food like in that situation and doing what you know is right, even though you don't feel it in your heart?
所以你觉得这两件事是不是有一定的相关性? 就是你不吃你不喜欢的东西和你做你不想做但是是正确的事情, 这两个是不是有一定的相关性?
To make it simpler, I'll put it this way. How many of you work a job because it provides a paycheck but doesn't provide much else?
所以我用简单的比喻来再说一下。 在座的有多少人是你们工作只是为了赚这个支票, 为了赚这个钱?
Right. I guess everybody here loves their jobs. Oh, all right. Good for you. Good for us.
所以看来你们都是很热爱自己的工作。
But if you didn't know it, most people don't work jobs they love just because they love them.
所以事实上呢,其实有很多人工作并不是因为热爱这个工作,而只是为了能够养家糊口。In
fact, I would say that most of us have mixed motives.
那但是事实上更加准确的来描述,其实是我们是两者都有,就是我们工作既是为了某种程度的爱,也是为了某种程度的这个供给家用。
And I think the battle that most of us in this generation are facing is, do we do something that is right, even though we have mixed motives? Or do we wait for our heart to change and don't do it at all until we have the right motives?
所以对我们最大的挑战是我们到底是做看似正确的事情,但是我们里面的这个动机是非常混杂的。 那或者说呢,我们等我们的动机变得纯正了以后,再去做一个正确的事情。
And the good news is that Jesus addresses this very topic on the Sermon on the Mount.
所以幸运的是,耶稣在这个登山宝训中将这个话题做了一个阐述。
So today's sermon title is Doing Righteous Things for the Right Reasons.
所以今天讲到的主题是为正确的理由做公义的事。
And our passage is going to start with Matthew chapter 6. It'll be 1 through approximately 18, but we are going to skip the Our Father prayer because we're going to concentrate on that next week.
好,我们今天讲到的这个经文是马太福音的6章1到18节,但是中间关于那个 祷告的部分呢,我们会在下一次的讲道中来提及。
So let's read Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 1, and of course we will alternate between English and Mandarin. Matthew 6:1 says, Be careful not to practice your good deeds in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
我们来一起读马太福音6章1节,你们要小心。 不可将善事行在人的面前,故意叫他们看见,若是这样就不能得你天父的赏赐了。When
you give to the needy, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity.
所以你施舍的时候,不可在你面前吹号,像那假冒伪善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的, 故意要得人的荣耀。
I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get.
我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
So that your giving may be in secret. Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。有古谏说，必在明处报答你。
When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get.
你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your father in private. Then your father who sees everything will reward you.
你祷告的时候要进你的内室，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
When you pray, don't babble on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again.
你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
Don't be like them, for your father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以前，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
And we skip to verse 16. And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do. For they try to look miserable and disheveled, so people will admire them for their fasting.
你们进食的时候不可像那假冒伪善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。
I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get.
我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的奖赏。
But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face.
你进食的时候要梳头洗脸。
Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your father, who knows what you do in private. And your father, who sees everything, will reward you.
不叫人看出你进食来。只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Doing righteous things for the right reasons.
为正确的理由做正义的事。
So principle number one today is as the Holy Spirit radically transforms our hearts, minds, and souls, the natural overflow of those transformations must produce external, radical, righteous life change and good works.
所以今天的第一个原则是，当圣灵从根本上改变我们的心思、思想和灵魂的时候，这些改变的自然流入必然会产生外在的、彻底的、正义的生命的改变和善行。
See in verse 1, there's a shift that's happening from Matthew 5 to Matthew 6. And the shift is that it is automatically assumed that you are going to practice good deeds.
所以我们看到从第五章到第六章，它有一个改变，就是这个改变的这个前提是假定我们已经认同了我们要来做践行我们的善行。
So the word that we're dealing with today called good deeds in the original Greek is called dikaiosune.
所以今天我们要来看的是善行这个字，在这个古代就是希腊文当中是讲是 dikaiosune。
So let's talk about the, this is one of those times when the exact definition of the word doesn't necessarily translate to its purpose. But let's work on that a little bit.
所以这个是其中的一个例子，就是这个古语没有办法准确的被翻译成正确的意思。
So dikaiosune in the NIV is translated as practicing your righteousness.
所以这个 dikaiosui 在这个和合本当中是翻译成实践你的义。
Since that's also not anything really common that we say, I've compiled a list of good works. Acts of righteousness is another biblical translation. Acts of piety, acts of holiness, and spiritual disciplines. These all fit within what is dikaiosune.
但是 dikaiosune 在其他的翻译版本中也有被翻译成善行、公义的行为、虔诚的行为、圣洁的行为和灵修。
And in trying to make it as simple as possible, the dikaiosune pertains to actions that have the quote-unquote approval of God or are holy. It refers to what is deemed right by the Lord before or after, and it is what is good in his eyes. The dikaiosune also refers to the righteousness of which God is the source or author.
所以这里把它归结为三个定义的dikaiosune，就是它第一个是指上帝认可的或神圣的行为，然后呢，它也可以指主认为，就是上帝认为正确的事，或者是神在眼中看为好的事。那么第三层的意思呢，它是指神为来源或创造者的一种正义，所以是来源于神的一种正义。
So again, in Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 1, we're seeing the shift of Jesus talking in Matthew 5 about people doing the right things. Sorry, let me rephrase that. People were trying to meet the obligations of the law, but only partially, not really with their whole heart.
所以在登山宝训的开始，马太福音的第五章，就是在这个大部分的犹太人当中呢，他们尽量的从外在的行为上去符合这个摩西的律法。
So in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus reveals the real bar of, you know, what adultery is, the real bar of what love is, what the real bar of being blessed is. And now in chapter 6, he's shifting to mixed motivations behind the right things.
所以耶稣在这个开始第五章的登山宝训中真正的把这个摩西律法背后的我们内心的动机把它显明出来，比如说什么是真正的犯奸淫，什么是真正的这个谋杀等等。但是在这个一章里面，耶稣会进一步的来显示人的这种内心这种混杂的这个动机。
So, we're saying all this to wrap it up in principle one. As the Holy Spirit radically transforms our hearts, minds, and souls, the natural overflow of those transformations must produce external, radical, righteous life change and good works.
所以当圣灵从根本上改变我们的心思意念，改变我们的灵性的时候，这些更新改变自然流露，必然会产生一种外在的一种彻底的正义的一种生命的改变和善行。
All right. So now that we've established that, principle number two says, all of Jesus' disciples are called to serve the Lord in righteousness through our everyday lives in at least three ways. And those three ways pertain to our public life, our personal life, and our interpersonal life. And the verses you see there are from Matthew 6 going on to Matthew 7.
所以基于我们刚才的这个原则一，我们来看原则二。所有耶稣的门徒都被呼召通过我们的日常生活以公义来侍奉主。那么这样的日常生活的侍奉，这样的生活呢，有三种主要的方式。第一种呢是公共的生活，也就是外在的体验。那么个人生活也是内在的， 然后是人际生活，那个是一种人跟人之间的关系。所以这个呢，是从马太福音的六章一直到第七章都在讲述这个。
So we're going to start with public life as Jesus begins with that here in chapter 6. And he picks three specific areas. Giving to the needy in verses 2 through 4. Public prayer, verses 5 through 13. And fasting, verses 16 through 18.
所以我们今天会来讲公共生活当中的这个耶稣所讲到的三个比较重要的方面。第一个呢，就是向有需要的人施舍，第二是公开的祷告，第三个是禁食。
So, if we understand the chapter correctly, Jesus is assuming that all of his disciples are already doing these three things, giving to the needy, public prayer, and fasting.
所以如果我们对经文熟悉的话，我们知道耶稣已经假定他的门徒们已经在做三个方面的这个公共的生活，向人施舍，公开的祷告和禁食。
I would venture a guess that most people that go to church are not doing these three things consistently.
那么我呢是假设我们在座的其实是没有在做这个公共的生活，这三个方面的公共的生活。
Do you think I'm wrong?
你觉得我是错的吗？
So because these are in probably today's day and age seen as more advanced topics in discipleship, I want to go down a bar lower in regarding to what Jesus is assuming should be happening in our public life as disciples.
所以呢，针对这三个方面，根据现今的这个生活的话，可能是对我们来讲是比较高的一个要求。那么我们今天呢，就来降低一下我们的这个在公共生活中的一个体验。
And before we make that transition, I just want to say this. When we see giving to the needy, you know that does not mean giving to church, right? You know that does not mean giving to needy people in our family, right?
所以在我展开下一个部分的这个讲章的时候呢，首先我想来这个阐述一下什么叫向有需要的人施舍。大家知道在这里讲的向有需要的人施舍并不是指给教会这个捐献，或者是给家庭的人提供一些资助。
So who are the needy then?
所以这里讲的这个有需要的人是指什么人呢？
Literal question, who are the needy?
所以这个是给你们的问题。是贫穷的人。所以这也是为什么我认为当今的这个基督徒我们并没有很多的在践行这个方面，就是说定期的或者是周期性的向有需要的人、贫穷的人来进行施舍。
And I think my mic is dying. Thank you. Anna, hang on.So let's try this. In your public life, one of the things that Jesus would be assuming already, you know, dealing with a contemporary crowd, is that we share our testimony, that we share what we know about the faith and about God, that we model our faith, that we pray with others publicly, and that we are in the process of discipling someone.
所以耶稣在我们把那个时候的讲义应用到现在的话，对我们公共生活的要求是分享你的见证，是分享你所知道的， 树立信仰的榜样和与他人一起来祷告，并训练他人成为门徒。
So including yourself, how many Christians do you know that are doing this regularly?
包括你自己在内，你所认识的基督徒里面有多少人是经常的、持续的在做这些方面的这个工作呢？
So the question is, why does it seem so weird to bring this up in church?
所以问题是，为什么你觉得这个很奇怪，把这个问题在教会里面提出来？
When this is Christianity 101.
这个是基督徒的101，就是最基本的要素，但是却是非常的难做到。
And I think what's happened is that because Jesus criticizes the Pharisees and Sadducees so bad about their bad motives and their mixed motives,that somehow we've come to the conclusion that, well, if my heart's not 100% right, I shouldn't do it at all. And that is an erroneous thought and another extreme.
所以在这里呢，就是因为耶稣责非常严重的来责备这个法利赛人和撒都该人，他们对于这个做公益的事情背后的这个错误的动机和混杂的这个动机。那么我们很多的基督徒会认为说啊，那我现在我的动机还不纯良，还不纯正，那我是不是就不需要再去做这些正确的事情了？
And I want to make a statement here. And this is what I think we've settled for.And because I hear Christians say this all the time, in my workplace or in my neighborhood, everyone around me knows I'm a Christian. That statement in itself is not service to Jesus. Do we understand that?
所以我们听到很多周围的这个基督徒，或者是你在工作场景当中有很多基督徒，他会说啊，周围的人都知道我是基督徒，他认为这已经是足够的了。
So we're only tackling public life and what outward holiness should look like for every disciple of Jesus. And yet, as we see it, there seems to be a huge disconnect between what Jesus is already assuming we should be doing and what we're actually doing.
所以我们这里其实只讲到了这个日常生活当中应该活出被召门徒的这个生活方式，其中之一就是公共生活的方面，但是我们可以看到这个巨大的差距。
And I think it's complicated because how do you motivate people to do the right things when it's not a natural occurrence in their heart to do it?
所以这里就会有一个问题，就是你如何去鼓励当你的内心还不是那么的这个处在一个正确的这个动机的范畴之内，但你还是可以去鼓励他能够行出一些公益的行为来。
And the church over history has had different approaches on how to motivate people to do these things.
那么教会在历史当中呢，有不同的这个方式来鼓励我们的信徒，能够在我们的动机还没有那么清晰的时候，就可以踏出一步，做出一个公益的这个行为来。
For example, there are different periods in history where fear is the major motivating factor, and people are told, "Don't you realize you're going to go to hell? Don't you realize the punishment that you have for all of eternity if you don't do these things?"
所以其中的一个最流行的一个做法就是恐惧。那么教会呢经常会说你难道不知道吗？你将面临着这个地狱的审判。那么如果你不做这些义行的话，你将面临最终的结局就是入地狱。
Shame is another motivating factor that has been used by the church, where we make people who don't do these things feel less than. And so what we end up doing is trying to get people to perform and behave modifying their behaviors, modifying their performance so that they can live up to the status quo.
所以另外一种方式呢，就是羞耻感。 那么在教会当中，在历史当中呢，有很多就是让那些没有行出异行的人觉得羞耻，或者是被看低了，或者是被排他了。那么以至于他们在外在行为当中必须的要去做一些他们可能还没有那么这个准备好的一些事情。And
an equally impotent method that the church has used is bribery.
所以这个就像是那个贿赂一样，就等同于贿赂。Right?
How often do churches use business marketing and the giving away of things to try to draw people in, which is just bribery?
所以你有看到过很多教会所谓的这个宣教的这个营销。 就是他就是为了吸引更多的人来到这个主的里面，那么以至于用那些行贿的手段来做这个市场的营销。So
the reality is that we as human beings are powerless to motivate others to do the right things.
所以让我们看到，我们的人呢，其实是没有任何的这个能力。
Because the only motivating factor that will last a lifetime and they can get stronger is love.
所以唯一的能够鼓励人行义的唯一的一个就是爱。
And how many of you can make somebody love?
所以在座的有多少人能够让别人去爱呢？
Men have been trying it for years, and it don't work.
所以我们其实很多人已经试了很久，但是都没有办法。And
this is why we go back to transform lives, which are the result of personal encounters with Jesus.
所以这个时候我们就必须要回到根源上，我们能够 真正的与耶稣来相遇，我们真正的与耶稣建立个人的关系，就是一种爱的关系，让我们里面心思意念能够更新改变。Personal
encounters with Jesus transforms our heart, transforms our mind, and transforms our spirit.
所以只有你的个人生命与耶稣相遇的时候，你真正的与耶稣建立了关系的时候，我们里面的个人生命才会发生改变，我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的灵性才会发生改变。Secular
psychologists would argue that human beings are motivated by conditioning.
所以很多心理学的医生会跟你争辩说，人总是被某种这个激励所掌控的。
That we learn to do things either because there's a punishment for not doing it or there's a reward for doing it.
所以人呢，内心会只是会受到某种奖励，或者说某种惩罚的害怕，奖励的这个需求来做某种行为。
And there are Christians that have adopted this thinking even into eternity.
所以呢，在基督教里面，甚至把这种心理学的这个应用在这个真理的这个要义上面。So
relationship with God or doing the right things becomes about either avoiding hell and condemnation or receiving eternal life and rewards that come with that.
所以呢，我们也简单的把这个，如果我做得好，我就可以上天堂，能够得到奖赏。那么我如果做得不好，我就会入地狱受到惩罚，把它等同起来。And
while Jesus does promise us both earthly rewards and heavenly rewards, those were never his motivating factors. That's not a carrot that he's dangling over us to get us to do what he wants.
但是这里我们要注意到的，耶稣基督确实告诉我们，我们会有天国的奖赏，会有永生的这个盼望。但是耶稣并没有说要因为这些东西让我们成为一个跟随他的人，来经历我们生命的改变。
Right, and as we look at ourselves, as individuals, as we look at ourselves as families, as we look at ourselves at as church, as a society, we really need to understand how much we've given into conditioning versus kingdom righteousness.
所以我们要看的是，我们作为一个个人，我们作为一个家庭的成员，我们作为一个这个社区的成员，我们作为这个整个国家社会的一员的时候，我们到底贡献了什么？我们到底向这个社会贡献了什么，以至于我们可以来陈述出我们是一个基督徒？
When it comes to operant conditioning, the scientist or the researcher doesn't care about the person or the subject's inner motivations. It's all about just completing the outer actions that they're seeking.
所以其实我们如果看的话，任何的所谓的科学和心理学等等，它都没有办法真正的来量化我们里面的这个动机，而只是对外在行为的一个观察。
And God's way of thinking is completely upside down and backwards compared to that.
但是，上帝的视角或者说天国的视角是完全是相反的，是颠覆性的，因为他要看我们里面的内心，而不光看我们内在的表现，外在的表现。
And when I say it's upside down and backwards, we can see that in what is principle three today.
所以当我讲到这里是一个颠覆性的，或者是颠倒的一个思维的话，这就是引出了我们今天的这个原则三。Principle
3 says, in the kingdom of God, our inner motives are just as important as our outward actions. Why we do what we do, or why we don't do what we don't do, is of utmost importance.
所以在神的国度里面，我们内在的动机和外在的行为同样的重要。我们为什么要做某些我们所做的事情，或者我们为什么不做某些我们不做的事？这一个问题的回答都是至关重要的。So
let's go back to our text and see how implicit this is, how explicit it is in the text. So I've taken out some portions of the verses just to focus on Jesus' focus of motivations.
所以我们再来看一下经文，我们来看一下耶稣所关注的我们内在的动机。So
Matthew 6:1 says, be careful not to practice your good deeds in front of others to be seen by them.
马太福音6:1节，第一段，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。
When you give to the needy, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity.
所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒伪善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。But
when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret.
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。When
you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。But
when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private.
你祷告的时候要进你的内室，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。When
you pray, don't babble on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again.
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话， 他们以为话多了闭门垂听。Don't
be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。And
when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled So people will admire them for their fasting.
你们进食的时候不可像那假冒伪善的人脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。
But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face.
你进食的时候要梳理头，梳头洗脸。
Then no one will notice that you are fasting, except your father, who knows what you do in private.
不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。
So as we can see here, in every single one of these examples, the motive is to be seen by others.
所以我们看到，这个背后的动机都是为别，让别人看见。
And the reason it's about being seen by others is because there are either rewards or the avoidance of punishment or there's honor or there's glory in being seen.
所以，被人看见的动机是什么呢？或者是受到奖赏，或者是为了避免惩罚，或者是呢，为了得着更好的。
And again, it can come down to something as simple as how we motivate our children to clean their rooms.
所以，其实最简单的例子就是说，我们如何来鼓励我们的小孩来清洁他的房间。
Or how we get our kids to study.
所以我们如何鼓励我们的孩子去学习。
Some of us were motivated by the belt, and other of us were motivated by candy.
所以我们有的是用那个皮带皮鞭，有的是用那个糖果。
Right, others were motivated by cash.
也有人是用现金来鼓励的。
Do you see how conditioning has taken such a hold on us? And it's not necessarily a bad thing, except for when we transfer that conditioning and try to use it in God's kingdom.
所以我们看到这些条件如何运用在我们的日常生活中，但是我们要注意，当这些方式方法用到神的国度的时候，我们就要小心。
And as you're thinking through this, I'm sure nobody here made the conscious decision to say, hey, I'm going to take operant conditioning and apply it to the kingdom. It's just what happens little by little because it's what we know best.
所以我们知道没有一个人是说故意的或者说是一次性的把所有我们日常所做的这种方式方法应用在神的国度里面，但是我们要知道我们一点一滴的把我们日常所熟悉的这种做事方式应用到了这个神的国度当中。
And here's something that I want to concern us very much.
所以这里我特别的要指出我们所需要关注的一个点。
And that is that the hypocrisy of the Pharisees was that they did many of the right things for the wrong reasons. This is what Jesus calls them out for. But they did not start out that way.
我们知道法利赛人很多虚伪的这个行为是出于他们错误的原因，做了很多外表正确的事情，但是我们知道他们并非一开始就是这样。
Do we realize that the people that Jesus calls out the most, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, do you realize they all have an honorable origin breathed out by God himself that was taken on by people who surrendered everything to God?
所以我们知道不管是法利赛人、撒都该人，在起初的时候其实都是被神所拣选的这个民众所拥戴的一批人。
Even though they started not just well, but they started greatly, they ended terribly.
所以我们知道他们都是从一开始非常好的开始，但是却他们的结束就变成了这个耶稣口中的假冒伪善的人。
For the sake of time, I'm not going to go into the history of Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, but that history is well known and can be found Googling it. That they all started for the right reasons called by God, but again, they ended terribly.
所以我们知道，我在这里就不展开他们各自的历史，法利赛人、撒都该人的历史，你们可以去 Google 就可以找到。那么他们都是被神所呼召、所使用而开始的。
So how do we avoid becoming like them? And how do we reverse the process if we are already like them?
所以我们如何去避免成为像法利赛人或者撒都该人他们这样假冒伪善，然后能够逆转这样的一个进程呢？
Step one is understanding that in God's kingdom, our inner motives are just as important as our outward actions. Why we do what we do or why we don't do what we don't do is of utmost importance to Jesus.
所以第一步我们必须要明白的是，在神的国度当中，我们内在的动机与外在的行为同样的重要。我们为什么要做某些我们做的事情，或者我们为什么不做我们不做的事情，这个问题呢，我们每个人都要去回答，是至关重要的。
Principle number four, in God's kingdom, the constant and consistent practice of ever-increasing good works and spiritual disciplines are normal and expected because they are merely the manifestation of ongoing inside-out transformations.
在上帝的国度当中，持续不断的行善和属灵的修炼都是正常的，也是人们所期待的，因为这些都是由内而外不断的更新改变的一个外在的表现。
So let's think about that. The constant and consistent practice of ever increasing, meaning you're not just doing the same good things you've been doing the last 20 years. There's things being added to the list. Your disciplines are getting better and stronger and more consistent because they are merely the manifestation of ongoing inside-out transformations.
所以这个到底是什么意思呢？也就是说我们借着里面属灵的修炼和我们里面的这个属灵的这种纪律，我们其实是不断的在里面会有成长。那么这个成长呢，它会让我们的行善或者是外在的诚意的表现会持续不断的在发展当中，会有一个外在的更新，就是内在更新所表现出来的外在的异形。
One of the greatest differences between religion, even Christianity being practiced as a religion, instead of being received like a relationship, is that religion is more and more demanding. The more you get into it, the more you learn, the more you have to do. That might sound like exactly what I just said, and that is nothing like what I just said.
所以我们在这里要特别的注意一个很大的区别，就是宗教，和就特别也有一些基督徒是带着宗教的外衣的这个基督徒，和真正的与上帝建立个人关系之后所这个成为的一种团契式的跟神有亲密关系的这种基督徒，它里面有个很大的区别。因为在宗教式的这个基督徒呢，他们不断的会因为宗教的这个需求不断的来做一些行为，但是事实上他内心并没有在神的里面做真正的里面心思意念的更新。
So let's make sure we're on the same page when we understand the statement that all these things, all these good works, all these spiritual disciplines are merely the manifestation of ongoing inside-out transformations.
所以我们这里要特别的要记住一点，就是在上帝的国度当中，持续不断的行善，它是里面属灵的这个心思意念的这个更新改变所导致的一个外在的表现。
When you're walking around in your home half asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning because you must use the restroom, and you bang your toes on something hard, and you yell out at 4 a.m. in the morning, that yell is a manifestation of what? The pain in your toes.
所以这里举一个例子，就是当凌晨4点的时候，你中间去上厕所， 你回来的时候迷迷糊糊的脚踢到了一个东西很痛，然后你呢大声的这个呼叫一声，那么你来想你大声的这个骂人的这个声音是不是你的这个脚的疼痛的一个外在表现呢？
If you have a job and you do good honest work and you work the hours you're supposed to work, you receive a check at the end of the week. That check is merely a manifestation of the work you've already done.
所以同样的道理，当你很辛苦的这个工作，然后呢你做了你该做的事情，你付上了时间和你的这个努力，那么在最后的这个一个月或者一周到的时候呢，你就会收到一张支票。那么我们知道这张支票这个薪水是你这一段时间工作的一个外在体现。
So what I'm telling you is, if you have a real relationship with Jesus, if you spend time with Jesus, then ever-increasing, constant, and consistent good works and spiritual disciplines will simply be the manifestation of that relationship.
所以同样的道理，当你不断地花时间跟耶稣在一起，当你不断地花时间跟他在一起祷告进食，或者是建立个人的一种亲密关系的时候，他你里面的这个灵性就会在通过你的这个不断的这个灵里的这个纪律性而实现里面的更新改变，那么他一定会有外在的这个体现。
As parents, why are we always so concerned about who our children, and I say children because no matter what age you get, you're going to be a child to them, no matter what age our kids are, teenagers, early 20s, 30s, 40s,Why are we always so concerned with who they hang out with?
所以同样的，我们做父母的，为什么我们总是很担心顾虑我们的孩子跟什么样的人在一起？
Because we know there's an influence exchange, right? And based on that influence, if it's not a good influence, it's going to take them down.
所以道理很简单，因为我们担心他所处的这个朋友会对他产生不好的影响，或者也有好的影响。那么不好的影响呢，会这个让我们的孩子走上那个邪路歪道。
So if a fellow human being's bad influence can affect us that much, how much more do you think the living God Spirit living in you is supposed to affect you in your life?
所以我们知道一个普通的人作为他的一个朋友都可以对他产生这么大的影响的话，我们想象一下，这个当神的灵不断的在你里面跟你在一起，你跟他不断的有那种灵里的交通的时候，他对你生命的影响是何等的大。
So again, the increasing of good works, the devotion to spiritual disciplines,The transformation of your heart, mind, and soul, all these things happen simply because you're in a legitimate relationship with Jesus where he sits on the throne. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you you're going to work harder or you have to think about what you're doing or you really got to plan your day to get all these things in. No, the right relationship with Jesus produces this spiritual fruit in your life.
所以我们知道当我们做很多的这个属灵的纪律，我们做很多灵里的这个行为，或者说我们做很多这个行善的事情的时候，都基于一件事情，就是我们跟耶稣基督，我们跟我们的主有一个正确的这个关系，都是因为耶稣基督在我们生命当中坐在宝座上，都是因为他在不断的更新我们的心思意念，因为这个，所以我们的外在行为都是自然的，不断的提升的，会行出我们公义的外在表现来。
Do you realize that Jesus taught this directly?
你意识到吗？耶稣基督其实是非常直接的来指出这个。
In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary." And carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.
耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八节说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
If my memory serves me correctly, he just got done reaming the Pharisees and Sadducees for all the hypocrisy that they're doing. But now he addresses the crowd and says, I know that their religion has worn you out.
如果我的记忆正确的话，那个时候耶稣讲这一句话的时候，正好是他责备了法利赛人和撒都该人他们所做的这个很多的这个法这个律法的条款，那么以至于把很重的负担、很重的宗教的要求加在了这个人民的身上。
So he says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens." And I will give you rest.
所以耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Jesus tells this to his disciples and the crowd and his opponents.
所以耶稣这句话是对着他的门徒，对着他的那个跟随他的人而说的。
Knowing full well he's going to the cross.
所以他知道他将要上十字架。
Knowing full well the fate of his apostles and his disciples who will have their lives taken from them because they love him.
他也很清楚他的门徒们，他的使徒们将要因着爱他，爱耶稣基督而献出他们的生命。
So then how can he say his yoke is easy to bear and the burden is light?
所以为什么耶稣在这里说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的呢？
Because he knows that the power that it takes to do these things and to live this way does not depend on us.
因为耶稣知道我们能够为着耶稣而背起我们自己的十字架，并不是靠着我们自己。
It's all dependent on the Holy Spirit living inside of us.
而是因着圣灵内住在我们里面。
This is why I tell you that the difference between your religion and pressing you for more and pressing you for more and wearing you out and breaking you down, that's not Jesus' way. That's religion's way.
所以在这里我再次的强调，宗教的形式，即使是宗教式的一个基督徒，他不断的因着宗教的追求来不断的增加自己的这种负担，或者是宗教条款里面的负担，这个并不是耶稣所要的。耶稣是要我们里面来改变。
Jesus wants to accomplish his will through you, but because his Holy Spirit lives inside of you.
耶稣是要你要因着里面圣灵的工作来改变，来因着你而来工作。
And here is why the Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, and others, this is where they got lost.
所以这个正好是法利赛人、撒都该人等等他们所迷失的。
See, when they started out with God and they had the right motives, then even though, you know, they didn't have the Holy Spirit indwelling them at that time, it was still God's Spirit that was pressing them forward. It was the good motives that drove them to do the right things for the right reasons.
所以在起初的时候， 包括法利赛人在内的，他们都是因为里面神里面的呼召，他里面的这个激励，让他们在做善事善行。
But as they got busy doing good things for God, they didn't make time for God.
所以当他们每天很繁忙的在为神做神国的事情的时候，他们反而没有时间跟神在一起了。
And their work for God became their priority more than God himself.
所以当他们为神工作的时候，却缺失了将神放在第一位的最重要的一件事。
And when that happens, and it's very easy to happen, we become disconnected from the source of power.
所以这件事情其实是非常容易发生的。当这个发生的时候呢，我们就跟神这个唯一的我们力量的来源失联了。
You know, there's power strips that are, there's probably a better word for it, but there's power strips that are sold today that if your power goes out instantly, it has a backup battery. And it can last up to 6 or 8 hours, or I don't know, this isn't a commercial for that.
所以我们知道当我们停电的时候会怎么样，我们会有一个备用的这个电池，但是这个备用电池呢只能维持6个小时或者几个小时。
And this is why people get fooled and fall into religion, because we get disconnected from the power source.And we're running on the backup. And everything seems the same at first.
所以我们知道为什么我们很容易被所谓宗教的带偏路呢？就是因为这一个当我们真的跟神失联的时候，我们失去了断电的时候呢，我们还有个备用的这个电池在旁边，好像一切似乎看起来都还是一样。
And when we finally realize something's wrong,Right? The power's been out for a while. We've been disconnected for a long time.
所以当我们总有那么一个时间意识到的时候，其实我们已经跟神失联已经很久的时间了。
And at that point in time, we have one of two choices we got to make.
所以我们那个时候只剩下一两个选择。
We got to confess, repent, and go back.To before we were disconnected with God.
所以我们唯一能做的就是我们来认罪，来悔改，重新回到神的里面，能够跟神重新的建立关系。
Or two, which is much easier, we begin to fake it.
那么第二个是我们继续的走在这个错误的道路上。
And now we start to do the same types of good works.We still maintain the same type of spiritual disciplines, but there's no power there. We're merely doing it so others can see it.
所以当我们选择继续走在这个错误道路上的时候，我们还是外在的不断的行善，我们外在的不断的做一些看似好的正确的事情，但是我们里面其实已经失去了这个真正的力量的源泉。
And before you know it,God, the Son in the flesh is standing before you and he's given an agenda that he's going and you find yourself fighting against him.
所以我们知道当我们走在这个错误路上的时候呢，我们的主耶稣基督站在你的面前，其实就已经在不断的责备你，你要悔改。
And this is why our motives are so important to God.
所以这就是为什么我们内在的动机对神而言是如此的重要。
Principle number five. When our good works and spiritual disciplines are fueled by God's love, by God's power and proper motives, their value multiplies exponentially as they are essential to growing and developing our personal holiness and our personal relationship with God.
当我们的善行和属灵的修炼都是因着上帝的爱和内在正确的动机所驱动的时候，那么它的价值会成倍的增加，因为这些善行和修炼 对于我们在上帝面前的成长和成圣是至关重要的。
So, even though we don't seek rewards and we do it for the right reasons, rewards follow.
所以尽管我们并不是为了这个奖赏而去做某些事情，但是我们知道当我们做正确的事情的时候，这个奖赏自然就会跟着我们。
Now here's the problem. Unfortunately, participating in good works and practicing spiritual disciplines can be faked and practiced hypocritically by anyone because there are earthly rewards to be gained from doing these things.
但是不幸的是，任何人都有可能假任何人都有可能做假冒伪善、虚伪的行善和灵修。因为做这些假冒伪善的事情可以获得这个世界上的奖赏。
I'm sure that many of us, as we've lived for God and as we do the things that are pleasing to Him, that we've reaped earthly rewards. We've had advancement opportunities. You know, people see us working hard and working for the master, so they want to hire us. Financial gains have probably been a part of it. We develop a good reputation. We get more relationships.We gain influence, we're placed in leadership, we gain control of things.
所以有哪些属世的奖赏呢？我想大家都应该很经常看到，比如晋升的机会、经济的收益、声望或者是好名声、更多的人际关系、获得某种影响力和领导的地位、获得控制权等等。
And these things are all okay so long as we stay powered.And connected to the power source.
其实这些事情本身并没有问题，只要我们内心，我们里面还是跟神有一个连接，有一个正确的关系。
But the moment we're disconnected from God and disconnected from the power, these things that were rewards become curses and stumbling blocks to real faith.
所以但是当我们里面的内心跟神失联。我们里面已经失去了最重要的这个力量的源泉的时候，这些属世的奖赏就会成为我们的绊脚石。
Don't raise your hand, but has the job that you prayed for and asked God for ever gotten in the way of you and your relationship with God? Has the financial security that you've developed, is it getting in the way of being giving and being charitable with God? Has a good reputation caused youTo no longer tell people the truth and just tell them what they want to hear?
所以我们来想象一下，是不是有任何的你想要获得的某种晋升的机会，成为了你更深的进入跟神关系的一种绊脚石？是不是为了获得某一种更好的经济收益，成为了你信神路上的一个这个障碍？或者是某一种你想获得更好的名声或者是一种声望而你没有办法完全的将你自己真实的告诉给别人听。
All these earthly rewards are good so long as Jesus sits on the throne and so long as you're connected to him.
所以我们知道这些属世的奖赏本身并没有任何的问题都是好的。只要你里面跟神有正确的关系，而跟神之间的这个力量源泉是连接的。
But we see what happened with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, that when they became disconnected, these became their God more than God himself.
所以我们看到在耶稣讲到法利赛人、撒都该人的时候，他们其实是这些这个世上的奖赏变成了他们的上帝，变成了他们的神。他们不再跟神之间有正确的关系，而每天都是来敬拜这些属地上的奖赏。
Let's not fall into the trap.
所以我们不要进入这样的这个陷阱当中。
Principle number 7, last one today.Like giving to the needy and fasting, praying is to be done in the secrecy of our heart with only God as our audience, because he's the only one who can transform our heart our character, and our mixed motives.
与施舍穷人和禁食一样，祷告也应在我们内心的隐蔽处进行。只有神是我们的听众，因为只有神才能改变我们的心思、我们的品格和我们混杂的动机。
Here's what I want us to think about. The difference between King Saul and King David and the difference between Peter and Judas was all in their heart motives. King David and Peter had bad days. King Saul and Judas had bad hearts that never changed. Even though they were in direct contact and relationship with the Lord for long periods of time, their hearts never changed.
我们来看一个例子，扫罗王和大卫王、彼得和犹大之间的区别都是在于他们的内心的动机。大卫王和彼得都曾经历过属灵挑战和黑暗的时日，而扫罗王和犹大却是不同。即使他们长期的与主直接的接触和交往，他们的恶心从未曾改变。
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the privilege for every single believer that's ever existed, that exists now, and that will exist in the future.To be your holy temple. Lord, we thank you that by merely receiving you as our Lord and Master, by keeping you on the throne of our hearts, that you are the one that does all the work in us. You're the one that does all the work through us.And you're the one that does all the work around us. Lord, help all of us to stay connected to you. And for those of us that have found that we've been disconnected for a while, Lord, I pray that you remind them that the outlet is right there. All they got to do is choose to plug back in. But we know that to plug in,is going to cost something. It's going to cost the comfort. It's going to cost sacrifice. It's going to cost obedience. And yet, Lord, we know that all of those things are worth it and more. Surely, Lord, we do not want to be found out to be a King Saul or to be a Judas. Lord, help us. Change us, Lord.So we don't come anywhere near that dividing line. Purify our motives, Lord. And even if there's the good deeds and good works and spiritual disciplines that we must do, even if they don't satisfy us right now, even if they don't naturally appeal to us, I pray, Lord, that you will empower us to do them because they're the right things.And that you change our heart and you change our motives as we do them. Let us not be caught with sins of omission because we fail to do the things that you have commanded us to do. Lord, help us because surely we cannot do any of this without you. We thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus.To model all these things, to teach them directly from his mouth, and to live it out before us authentically. Thank you for the relationship, Lord. We love you, and we love you, and we love you. And in Jesus' name we pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。主啊，让我们在听到你话语针对法利赛人的时候，主啊就像这个是对我们今天在说话，你说我们不要坐在世人的面前，我们要坐在暗处的父的面前。主啊，让我们这句话能够每一天活在我们每一天的生活当中，能够让我们里面接着你的生命的源泉，你的力量的源泉，我们里面心思意念来改变，我们里面有从你而来的力量，因为我们知道我们是靠着信心 来活出我们今天的生命来。我们是靠着信心来行出我们的善行来，因为我们自己没有办法做，我们唯有在你耶稣基督里面，我们才可以来行善，我们才可以来施舍，我们才可以向我们的父来祷告，我们才可以真正的来进食，为我们所需要的来献上感恩。主啊，我们离了你，我们什么都不能做。如主啊，让我们借着今天的信息，让我们今天再有所不同。今天我们来挑战自己，我们能够每一天活在父神你作为我们唯一的听众，我们唯一的观众，我们让我们的生命只活在你的里面。主，我们感谢你，我们实在是为我们的生命，为我们今天的生活来献上感恩。我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
Amen.